Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN app, ESPN2. We're on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. Good morning, guys. How was your Father's Day?
It was dope. It was great.
Yeah. What'd you do? I mean, it was dope. It was great. So, come on, spill the beans.
Dope, great.
I'm just still trying to come together this morning. We went to a festival in our town, like a little amusement park thing that they put together, and you know, one of those big parking lots.
Why are you laughing already?
Because
because he said put together.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
They put together real quick. But I realized a couple of things. Number one, I embarrassed my daughter, who's about to turn 4 in October. I couldn't win at any of the, you know, the shooting basketball games. So it became a little bit embarrassing as people were walking around like, oh, hey, Jay, love the show. You know, you were one hell of a player. And I'm like, my daughter's like, yeah, my dad's going to win me these, you know, these huge prizes, these huge stuffed animals. I couldn't make a damn shot.
They bend the rim.
Yeah, the rims are far away. Big ass sign says not regulation.
The ball is a little bit bigger than the rim, right? I mean, it's bent on the back end.
It is. Like, certain dudes up there and a couple of guys that made their shot, they got no form. The ball's hitting all these other rims, bouncing, going. And here I am with my little routine. I can't make a damn thing.
They're not made for professional basketball players that won 2 Naismith Awards and was the second pick of the draft. It's not made for that.
Think about what you just said. The basketball rim is not made for a 2-time
not
National
those.
Player of the Year.
No.
So you shoot the way you're supposed to shoot, you'll never hit it.
I got a Joe Schmo who's coming from like.
Yes, they're made for him.
Right.
They're made for him with the still awkward wasn't a form good look. Like Max. Yeah. Max could have.
I'd probably go in there, hit 3 in a row.
Yeah, exactly. They always sit there and said, "Hey, you could trade that one up for this one."
And walk out with a huge elephant stuffed animal.
No, you didn't know that.
And also, what I realized, I'm just not built for rides anymore. I get nauseous.
Well, yeah. First of all,
I get sick.
I don't mean to poo-poo your experience on Father's Day because it was great, but the fact that you said put together, right? If the rides are going any or they high or anything like that, Jay.
See.
No,
they got to be the small for 2-3-year-olds.
By the way, and it wasn't there yesterday, and the whole thing is there today, and it's going to be gone tomorrow.
So Gates reminded me of the movie. I was freaking out. We were on top. This is not even a ride. We were on top of the damn Ferris wheel, and you know how they had to remove each family one at a time? So we got stuck literally on the top for like 5 minutes. And on 5 minutes, I'm looking at all the bolts. I'm like, are these things screwed in tightly? I'm thinking Final Destination. Gates brought up, I'm like, something's bound to happen. I watched too much social media for this.
Man.
I just got wigged out. I was anxious the whole time.
I went on one years ago at a carnival that was put together.
Yeah.
And it was small, though. It was a small little train thingy. Nothing dangerous. I mean, but I happened to look down in the seat area, and a bolt was missing.
See,
And I'm sitting there, and my sister won't, she don't play that. She will not allow me to take my kids. I'm like, yeah, it's fun. It's good. Jay had a great experience.
And one of the times, you know how they put the buckle in where you get to hear a click, right, Key? So the guy comes around. He's checking everybody's joint. He didn't check
he's
mine.
He's clicking himself.
He didn't check mine. I'm like, hold on, man. You going to check this one? And he's like, oh, you'll be fine. And we come back on in, and the guy comes. He's like, oh, you didn't have the latch on. I'm like,
it happens.
You letting me off the ride now. Now you're telling me my latch wasn't in.
Even an amusement park, period. Like, those rides. I used to take my girls to the Santa Monica Pier all the time. I'd pick them up. Like, once a week, I would take my girls to the Santa Monica Pier.
The Santa Monica Pier is there year-round.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying they just put it together. I'm saying even the pirate boat ride that just swings back and forth, you feel sick after.
I'm not profiling, Jay, but have you seen the people put the rise together? Have you took a look at that, man?
They don't have advanced engineering degrees?
No!
Here's one of the messed up parts. So we're waiting to go on one ride. We got the video. And literally, there's a kid who's like 15 who's like, you know, monitoring who comes in off the ride. And the kid is filming a damn TikTok video. I'm like, yo, man, make sure the people are secure on the ride. He's like,
yeah, you're going to go from Final Destination to Faces of Death, man. Don't mess around.
And then my daughter's up. My daughter never had sugar. So she had a big thing of cotton candy. She had the apple. So she run around everywhere. She wants to go on every ride.
Pink or blue?
It was the pink.
So she had a pink face.
The pink.
First of all, that's the first gram of sugar Jay's daughter has ever ingested in her life, right?
Well, because my wife doesn't. She's not about.
I don't know. I mean, it looked like you were having fun. Just watch.
No, of course he was.
Just watch.
Fun.
Yeah, let's see. It was all right.
Where is it?
Yeah.
We're watching, James.
You
prepped us to watch. We're watching.
Toss the sound, and we have nothing. This is what happens.
Pink cut.
We have to go.
Now we got it.
When I watch my daughter's face at first, and you don't start seeing me look at all the bolts. Yeah, but see, this is when it kicks into a different gear, though.
She's having fun.
Yeah, she had a great time, but she doesn't. When you're a kid, you don't notice anything. Why am I screaming like the? Why am I screaming like I'm my daughter?
What is that?
I don't know what scream that is.
I think she might be taking you on the ride, Jay.
Like, look, she all crammed into me. She on my side. I'm holding on to the bar. See, it is a video. Just, yeah, it was fine.
It looked
Jay
all right.
Jay holding on for dear life in that joint, yo.
Whole day.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Did
yeah,
you have it was. A corn
it was no, I can't. I can't like the whole rotisserie thing of food. I can't do. I can't do.
No,
because then I'm looking for a porta potty, and then you don't.
Yeah, you want the food poisoning on top of the dangerous ride.
Yeah, it won't be good for anybody.
Yeah, that. The
what'd you do for Father's Day?
Dinner. You were in the city, yeah? Just dinner.
No, I was in the city last night. I was in PA doing the day. Yeah.
They make you a card
what
or something.
Does that mean? Yeah.
Did the kids make you a card?
Card, anything? Get any gifts?
Oh, yeah. I got all the earbuds. I got another pair of earbuds.
That you immediately
lost? Another pair of earbuds?
No, I haven't popped them open yet. They still in the box, but I got the earbuds. And same, you know.
Son gave him the earbuds. Hey, say, Dad, do you need those?
So wait,
you got them already? Yeah, I need a pair of earbuds.
The earbuds, bigger whatever. Headsets.
No,
the expensive ones since you lost his other ones before. He's not getting those. So you just replace. So you're going to give him the AirPods you got for Father's Day? Just replace the ones that you lost for him?
No, I'll just buy him his own.
You know what I love about Father's Day? Same thing with the holidays, your birthday, whatever. You're paying for everything. They're getting you the gifts, but you're paying for
it. No, I didn't pay. Well,
of course you're paying for everything. The kids have jobs that they're buying the gifts with?
No, they get allowance.
All right.
And they save their money.
Okay, that's good.
They do save it. My daughter saves her. My son doesn't. He buys all those shoes, them Jordans, all that stuff like Jay wearing right there.
Off-white and stuff like that.
$700 shoes, you're 10. But he's saving his money because that's what he wants.
All right.
And his shoe closet is put together right. Or his closet is put together like a shoe closet. And he's going to scrub. He get in the laundry room with the toothbrush, all that.
He all over it.
Yeah, because they're kids, man. That's what they do. But it was fine, man. I had a brunch, but it wasn't really a brunch. It was weird. You know how I am about my food, man.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Somewhere in PA. I ordered it. I'm saying it that way because I'm afraid that they're listening.
Somewhere in PA.
You know, so I'm trying to be nice. But the halibut came. I asked the dude, first of all, I said, I don't want any sauce. I don't want any of the butter sauce, nothing.
He's doing the thing. Let me go in the kitchen. I'll show you what I mean.
That's such an insult to the chef, though, isn't it? Because doesn't he prepare?
I don't want it all.
But doesn't the chef's, doesn't he prepare the sauce?
It doesn't matter, Jay. Let me tell you.
Customer's always right. There you go.
So he put the sauce in it. Uh-huh. You know, it had the clams, the halibut, the spinach, the whole deal, cauliflower, rice.
You start doing with your fingers like you're actually really cooking it.
So when it came out, but first of all, I told him on the oyster side, I want smalls. They came out this big. I said, man, I don't want this. So I just gave it back. Then the halibut came out. Wasn't prepared the way it was supposed to be. So at that point, my meal, you know, I'm messed up.
Yeah.
Right. I'm all mad. So I send it back. It comes back like in 2 seconds. It's like they took the spinach and took it out the package and just threw it on. My wife said that they washed off they washed off the halibut and threw it back in and just put the spinach, they didn't even saute it or nothing. So my meal was,
jacked up.
Man, I just, whatever. But I was happy to be with my family, the whole deal. Even though I asked for a mimosa with no orange juice, a little bit like this, they put the whole damn thing.
I was going to say, what's a mimosa with no orange juice?
Well, little, small.
But
small.
Let me ask you something.
Champagne.
Was it the kind of place where looking back at it, maybe you would have did a different, or you would have done a different order?
I didn't make the reservation.
Wait. No, but I'm saying, now that you look at the place, like considering where it was, the whole thing, or it's the type of place that should get it right.
I think they should get it right. It was crowded. People say it's the nice spot in that particular area.
Can we just go back to something real quick, Keith? You got your hands. You got two big-ass hands to be having those little baby mimosas, man. That don't look right.
I wasn't in a drinking, like.
Did they give it to you in a thick cup?
No, it was a normal.
Your hand's too big, though.
Normal champagne.
It's going to look like Gulliver's Travels or something, a little teacup.
It's like 2 cents that thing's gone.
And I got a tan as I was sitting out in the sun.
There you go.
There you go.
Sunblock.
I was happy the sun came out a little bit yesterday. It didn't look, for a minute, it looked like it might not. All right.
But it was great.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
So, yeah, Father's Day. I'll tell you what. It's always like Mother's Day and Father's Day. They're fake, made up like Hallmark holidays. But when it's your time, when it's Father's Day, and you're the dad, you like it. It's good. I like the day. It's like an extra little birthday.
That was good.
Everyone's got to be nice to you.
Everybody's got to be nice to you. Yeah. A lot of fathers walking around. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Mothers, you know.
Oh, I slept till 9 a.m. yesterday. That's like, you know.
See, that'll never happen in my household because my kids are so young. They're going to get up when they're supposed to get up no matter when they go to bed. So if they go to bed late, they're getting up early. And what did you wind up having to do other than sleep?
Oh, I just we hung out at the house all day. I had a great time. And instead of making me a card or something, because, you know, the kids never make me any. It's a, whatever they make me a card is like last minute. You could see they put it together in 5 seconds. But instead, they reenacted a scene from a great movie called Little Miss Sunshine, the star in it 7 years old. So my 7 year old Mira reenacted a whole scene from Little Miss Sunshine, and it was hilarious.
What did you eat?
I grilled. We didn't do anything. And then we went to a little neighborhood Italian spot, you know, on the way back to the city because we were out east.
Walked around with your sweater tied around your shoulders. Looked at
the sweater around the shoulders.
The very, very Hampton-like sweater.
No, but you got the beat up, you know, Docksiders, yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very, very resort-like, I must say.
Yeah.
Did a little window shopping.
Oh, yeah, it's the best. You know, the kids want the frozen yogurt and all that, or the ice cream
spot.
The best is like
my kids are like, oh, happy Father's Day. Now, what are you going to do for me today?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What are we doing today? I'm like, oh, great.
So you had the cotton candy. Did she have the, what the hell you call the thing with the whipped cream on top? The funnel cake.
The funnel cake?
Oh,
no.
Funnel cake.
She had the massive cotton candy.
Yeah.
The thing was about as big as she was. And then
sugar
the caramel,
air.
The caramel apple.
No, that's always a go-to.
But all over the clothes, yeah. The face.
You know what I noticed?
Sticky about, face.
Everywhere.
You know what I
Sticky
noticed
face.
about like, because we went to a what's it called? I don't want to shout it out by name, but, you know, the frozen yogurt is basically like ice cream, the Froyo.
Yeah.
It's really just an excuse for the kids to have candy. They just go to the counter where you can choose what the candy is. They don't care about the Froyo. They just pour candy on top.
Yeah, spend your money. That's okay.
Because when you hear frozen yogurt, you're like, oh, it's kind of healthy. And then they put, like, gummy bears and stuff
frozen,
over.
The frozen yogurt kind of healthy California thing went out the window 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You ever watch Blackish? You ever see that show?
I have not.
You're talking about all the ways you lie to your kids in order not to get things. And his kid's like, oh, we want cotton candy. He's like, oh, we as black people, we don't eat cotton. A lot of history there. I'm like, jeez.
No,
what
cotton
is going
candy is whatever.
On?
I couldn't do it as a kid. Too much sugar.
Too whitish. Forget about Blackish.
And the purple, the dye, all the dye.
Yeah, we're back in 10 seconds.
So many people love them, but they do have a little bit of pettiness in them. And I think all of the doubters, all of the haters that have been talking down to them over the past 2 years.
Clearly remember some expert putting up the big zero of how many championships we would have going forward.
There was this one player on the Grizzlies who tweeted strength in numbers after they beat us. I can't wait to retweet that thing. Freaking bum. You're gonna mock us like you ain't ever been there before, bro. We've been there. We know what it takes. So to be here again, hold that.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And it is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So, Jay, the Warriors, they hit bottom when they had all the injuries and they didn't make the playoffs and all that. And, whew, they're talking now, though. They're talking now. They're really milking this thing since it ended.
I mean, look, it was last year I said when Memphis knocked Golden State out of the play-in tournament, right? And I was like, all right, like everybody just know, like this is going to be end up being a rivalry in the game of basketball. Like we don't have too many of these, but this is going to be one of them because I saw the way Steph felt in that moment. And now they're coming off 2 years in which they had the worst record in the NBA 2 years ago. They got knocked out by the Memphis Grizzlies in the play-in. And then the Memphis Grizzlies have been on an ascension, right? So if it's Klay Thompson calling Jaren Jackson a bum, if it's Ja Morant and Draymond Green going back and forth this whole weekend, even if it's Draymond Green just putting the rest of the league on notice.
Why don't you go into that? Because we haven't really gotten into what went on between Dre and
you're our social media expert.
Yes.
Correspondent.
Maven.
Go ahead and do
yes.
That.
So essentially, Klay went at Jaren Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. Then Ja responded to Klay going at Jaren Jackson. And then Draymond responded to Ja, right? And then Draymond, like, they started talking trash, and Draymond was like, Ja was like, yeah, why don't you guys come down to Memphis? Like, let's play in the trenches for Christmas Day. And then Dre responded back to Ja, I was like, nah, well, the champs stay at home for Christmas, young fella. Come to us. Right? So it's just a lot of this back and forth, and that's what I'm here for all.
So whose side are you on?
I mean,
you gotta pick a side.
I gotta pick. I'm on Memphis' side because I want. I want to see
me and Dre.
Me
and Jay. We split, right? We don't get along right now because I'm rolling with the Warriors.
100%. That's fine. I'm look. I respect the hell out of the Warriors. I just want to see. I love when teams.
No, I get it.
Challenged the guys that have been there. I love it.
Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm going with the Warriors.
And I've been on Memphis tip for a minute.
I got to tell you the truth. I want to roll with Memphis. I love Ja. I love the scrappy young Memphis team. Ja was hurt for a lot of that series. But the way it's going down, though, the Warriors just keep killing them in this back and forth. Like, if Memphis is going to go at them, they got to come stronger than that.
You got to just lay out. You know, when you're
maybe that's what it is. Yeah, what can you say about
it? Here's my thing, though. That was from the regular season game. So it's almost like the whole thing kind of escalated because Jaren Jackson responded back to Klay like, oh, yeah, we're living rent-free in your mind. Y'all just won a championship, but you're referring to me, a regular season game that we had like 3 months ago after you won a chip? So there is something there about what that rivalry means. And, yeah, Golden State's always going to win that battle because they just won a championship. But you got to start somewhere if you're Memphis, right? You got to start somewhere.
They put up 32.5 versus 6.
And I'm saying if you're Ja, you got the stat line. You can say something. You can clap back if you're Ja.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can if you're Ja.
You cannot.
You can.
No, the only thing you can say is we're coming. That's all you can say.
My ticker tape parade is today.
Yes.
We are going through downtown San Francisco or whatever. You got to be quiet.
No.
You can't say anything.
Hell no. Why would I be quiet?
Because guess what you're doing right now? Is you getting ready to set yourself up for phase two of me clapping back at you in 2023.
Or I'm setting up, we getting ready to whoop your tail.
But you're not, because you're not better than us.
But we have beat you. We beat you multiple times.
You beat me.
We beat you by 50 without our star player on the road in game five.
You beat me by 50 on the road in game five, but you went home in game six.
We did go home. But
you went home.
I averaged 35 against
y'all. I don't give a damn.
That's all right. But like,
you lost.
Wait, time out. This is funny. This comes from the dude that talks more than anybody. You tell me you on the receiving end, you wouldn't say nothing back?
I can't say nothing. I lost, Jay.
Oh, Key, come on.
I can't say nothing.
Key, we take L's and we still talk all day. That's what we do.
I can't say anything because you have the upper hand on me. And my whole thing behind the Dre and Ja and all them, you lay out. Now, what you do is you put that in your back pocket.
That's what they
do. Now you pop them. Now you unleash yours just like they did with theirs. They kept theirs. The Golden State Warriors kept theirs, and they safe. And when it was time to open up the safe, they opened it up on
your
ass.
Here's my thing. I get that you want a chip. I get that you can gloat. You can talk trash. You ain't going to run over me, man. Like, you can say all this stuff. I'm going to clap back. That's fine.
Ain't nothing I can do, man, because you ain't going to win it.
Ain't nothing I can do until next year until we play you. But I ain't going to let you run over me with your words now.
Here's the thing that you two are arguing about philosophically. Key's saying, you just shut up. Because they just won the chip, you didn't do anything. Jay's like, I'm a go at you anyway. My whole thing is this. Jay, I'm actually with you. You can talk, but you got to talk better than that. Like, they're getting, like, in the clapping, they're getting killed again. They look bad. All you got to say, if you want to keep it, if you want to keep being aggressive in your Memphis, you'd be like, You're the champs. Yes. You know, credit to you. Yeah, we're coming. All you got to do is stay on. We're coming.
They gave them love. You got to see the whole exchange, though, Max, to understand. First off, when they lost, you know what the first person was talking to Ja Morant about how good of a player he was, giving him a pep talk? That was Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. So the relationship isn't like – it's not angry. There's not animosity there. They're kind of cool, but they're clapping back and forth a little bit. The real trash talk came from Klay going at Jaren Jackson.
He called him a bum.
And then he called him a bum. Yeah. He called him a clown, right? And then Jaren was like, oh, I'm living rent-free. And then Ja jumped on top of that to have fun. And that's where the exchange between Dre and Ja.
But though, so, you see, that I think the mistake Jaren Jackson made is the only thing you can say is, okay, but this bum is coming for you. That's it. Like, you can't, you get off that, you open up. So when he's like, oh, I'm living rent-free in your head, okay, that's it. Now you just gave him round two, as Key said.
But Jaren Jackson ain't no trash talker to me. Well, I'm not, like, you know, Key, there's certain dudes in your squad, you'd be like, yo, look, I got it. And that's why I love that Ja was like, I'll insert myself because I'm that dude for this team. Now, if that were Dylan Brooks, it'd be different, right? But like, Ja Morant, I'm that dude. Jaren, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
That's not who you are. I got it. That's where the exchange went.
Just trust
level.
Me, Jay. When it comes to people talking about stuff and they never did anything, I'm the master at that. Don't worry about that. Just like I got a lot of experience. Memphis needs to listen to me.
But I'm here for it. I'm here for it the whole summer. Because Dre gonna give it to everybody the whole summer.
Yeah, you can give it to people the whole summer, but it ain't. I don't believe it's that many teams or individuals in the NBA that want to go at them right now.
Yeah,
they just want to. So even I mean, if pipe down a little bit.
Boston did. Nobody from Boston responded because he clapped
you
at them hard. He said, "Oh, locked in for this game 7 on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Locked in. Yeah. Like there ain't no game 7.
Yeah, nothing you could tell just the Warriors
at Boston
right
hard.
But that's the same thing that Memphis. Anyway,
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Don't forget to tune in to the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. So, all right, let's talk a little football, guys.
The Bengals, 5.5 points, talking trash. I love it.
The Bengals went from last place in the AFC North to one play away from winning the Super Bowl last year. What team could be this year's Bengals? We're going to talk about that next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Dennis in Delaware has something to say.
When Keyshawn has a little gray hair on the side of his head, he looks like Denzel or Barack. That's the only thing
he does not look like Denzel Washington. Stop, Dennis. Next caller.
King Kong ain't got on me.
America's caddy, Michael Collins, ESPN MC. Golf analyst.
Key, man, you look like if Denzel and Larry Johnson's grandmama had a baby. Man, you look just, I see Key, and I want to just go. I met Denzel earlier this summer, and he looked at me, and he goes, my man.
My man.
My man.
My man.
My man.
My man.
My Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. So, you feeling that, Key?
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
Oh, last night I was watching the Juneteenth special.
Mm-hmm.
It was on CNN, and they were doing it at the Hollywood Bowl. And it was fire, man. Bev DeVoe, Michelle Williams, Neo, Neo, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, they, it was ridiculous.
By the way, can we say one thing real quick? Not to get too heavy, because it's Father's Day, but also Juneteenth, right? Like, just think about some of the stuff. How many years does it take of illegal slavery? Like, it's unbelievable what the hell went on.
It happens. Now we fixed it, so.
Oh, yeah, it's all fixed, 100%. Yeah.
We got our holiday. It's fixed. Yeah. But anyway.
Why don't you take this
day? We got our holiday
day.
That we're working on right now. It's all fixed.
But the show was so amazing, and that's why I was, you know, listening to it.
Yeah, but that lineup.
But Bear Biv DeVoe still looked like.
He's still doing it?
Man, 100%. They was in the whole thing.
Sweating for no reason.
Oh, man. They look fire.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. The road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. All right. So the Bengals, as I mentioned, went from last place in the AFC North to one play away from a Super Bowl championship last year. It took one of the greatest players ever, Aaron Donald, to stop it. So that got us to thinking, who could this year's Bengals be, right? Listen to Dominique Foxworth on who he thinks could take that giant step in 2022.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars. I think that the point of being a Cincinnati Bengals is not just from going worst to first. It's that it also has to be a bit of a surprise. So, like, I could pick the Ravens because they were the worst in their division last year. But they had a lot of injuries and things like that. But the Jaguars do, like the Bengals, have a young, very talented quarterback. And they've addressed some offensive line issues, which we know makes life easier for that quarterback. And they brought in Trevon Walker to help with that defensive line pressure. So I'm not sure that they will do it. But if you look around that division, I think the Colts are a very, very talented team. We'll see what happens when Matt Ryan gets there. But it's not a division that has a bunch of juggernauts. I think the Titans have taken a step back. And I don't think that the Texans are really trying that much this year. So I think it's possible. It's a long shot.
And that leads us to Key's Real Rankings.
I'm the smartest guy in the box, so I like that too.
Key's Real Rankings.
All right, Key, what you got for us?
I would say that these five or so teams could potentially be the Bengals from worst to first and make a strong run in the playoffs. And sitting at number five for me, the Carolina Panthers, and I know they need to solve number their quarterback five. Issues or whatnot, but when you look at Christian McCaffrey coming back healthy, Robbie Anderson at the receiver position, let's just assume that the quarterback is Sam Darnold, and he's the starter with a healthy Christian McCaffrey. If you go back to a year ago when McCaffrey was in that lineup, Sam, the first five or so games, was playing like a rejuvenated quarterback that was selected where he was for the New York Jets. So I like the Carolina Panthers sitting at five that could potentially find themselves in the playoffs. Now, doesn't mean they're going to get there. I'm just saying.
Number four.
Number four, the Miami Dolphins. A retooled Miami Dolphins team went out, spent big money on Tyreek Hill, Cedric Wilson at the receiver position, bringing in Mike McDaniel to be the head coach. You look at the offensive line, they upgrade at the left tackle position. They already had some players on offense in Waddle. And then when you look at that, you say to yourself, okay, they got a tight end. They don't run the ball in particularly well, but they bring in Mike McDaniel, who is supposed to be an offensive game planner on the running game side. The defense was solid and sound for the last couple of years, and they get the speedy dude, Tyreek Hill, from the Kansas City Chiefs. They sit at four.
Plus, they have a quarterback who's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes, according to Tyreek Hill.
That is correct, jeez. Max.
Number three.
The Denver Broncos. It seems like a lot of analysts, they really love the Denver Broncos and what Russell Wilson brings over from Seattle. My biggest pet peeve with them is they allow Noah Fant to go to Seattle in that trade, who, to me, was the best receiver, even though he was a tight end, for the Denver Broncos. Now you got Cortland Sutton. You got Jerry Jeudy. You got Tim Patrick. Now, all of a sudden, we want to see if it's the quarterback that had these guys playing not up to their expectations, or is it that the fact that they got a quarterback now, that they will all of a sudden have a breakout season. They're probably the worst receiving group in the division, but Russell Wilson could potentially fix that.
Number two,
your New York Giants, Max.
Hey!
They sit there at number
Bing
two.
Bong.
Could shock some people. We don't know Brian Daboll as a head coach, but we also know him as a quarterback. I guess so-called whisperer. They fixed Josh Allen first couple years of Josh Allen in Buffalo, struggled a little bit, but then all of a sudden he caught fire. He's been doing well so far. Got a few MVP votes a year ago. He wasn't the reason that the Kansas City Chiefs wind up beating them in the end and going on to the AFC Championship game. But we'll see if Danny Dimes and Saquon Barkley can all of a sudden live up to what their billing was when they were drafted. We'll find out.
Number one.
And number one is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Everything Dominique Foxworth said, I agree with. I back him up with everything. You got a young quarterback who was supposed to be, when he was drafted number one overall, the savior for the franchise, the next coming of the great quarterbacks. He had all the makings of a star. Then it didn't go so well under Urban Meyer. They fixed that now. They've got some offensive playmakers. They got Walker on the defensive side of the ball coming in, taking care of business. Now we just got to see what they're capable of doing with Doug Peterson, former Super Bowl winning head coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. Can they do what the Cincinnati Bengals did in a division that you got Tennessee? I don't know what that is because they don't even have a receiver that they could depend on. I know they got Derrick Henry. Then you look at the Indianapolis Colts, which is probably the better team within the division, and then obviously Houston Texans. So if they somehow can figure out how to get enough wins and steal the division, they can find themselves making a deep run in the playoffs.
That's interesting to me, partly because of the coaching situation. Like, if you just replace – when you hear it's the most toxic environment ever with Urban Meyer, if you just replace him with an average coach, you're supposed to get some wins, right? But they replaced him with Doug Peterson. What is Doug Peterson?
Doug Peterson is a Super Bowl winning coach. It kind of unraveled a little bit in Philadelphia, but I don't necessarily know it was his coaching versus just all the stuff.
Carson Wentz.
I mean, it just was a lot going on to, I think it became somewhat of a power struggle for him. I don't believe it was because he was a bad coach. Mm-hmm. I think it was not, I don't want to call it a toxic environment, but you probably had some a different mindset of what people wanted in the front office.
He won a Super Bowl, like you
what
said.
They
yeah.
wanted.
He won a Super Bowl, bottom line.
No, he did.
I think why this list is so hard is obviously because you talk about last year, they went all the way to the Super Bowl, right, with a guy like Joe Burrow. Realistically, none of these teams are really going to the Super Bowl. But in your rankings, Key, are you giving the best odds to the Jags to be the best team out of this bunch to get there?
Or are they the most like the Bengals? That's why I have a hard time with the list.
They are probably, I would say, they probably are most like the Bengals because mm-hmm. of the young quarterback. Remember mm-hmm. Joe Burrow in his second year. Trevor Lawrence is in his second year. Although Joe was coming off a knee injury, mm-hmm. Trevor's healthy.
But Joe basically wasn't there, and because of Urban Meyer, neither was Trevor Lawrence. Basically,
Zach
it's like
Taylor
a
was, yeah. Zach Taylor without all the crazy stuff that Urban Meyer put together at the start of the season was Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Just, you didn't know what he was going to give you as a coach. Zach Taylor was on his way out. Had they not turned things around, he was probably going mm-hmm. to be fired, but they wind up giving him extension because he took him to the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow was coming off a knee surgery, and then you saw him put some stuff together. You could see some throws that Trevor Lawrence was making.
I mean, Jay, what I like about the list, look, there may not be a Bengals this year. Like, you can't create it, right? But Key understood the assignment, right? All these teams, the exception maybe of the Broncos, are not supposed to be. The whole point with the Bengals is they weren't supposed to be good, and they wound up being really good. So all these teams, with the exception of the Broncos, because they got Russell Wilson, are not supposed to be good.
No,
but maybe they can be.
I mean, look, I'll go back and I'll say this. I'm not saying it's going to pan out in the first year of Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. But the talent that the Giants have, you wonder if somebody can kind of come in and change that up a little bit. And if they're able to get Daniel Jones to be different,
Saquon healthy,
upside is there.
Yep.
Upside feels there to me.
It's a better division this year than it was a year ago. So the Cowboys probably came back to the pack a little bit, where Philadelphia took a little bit of a step up. So did Washington, getting Chase Young and Carson Wentz. Getting Chase Young back, Carson Wentz coming over, that you got to think that team's gotten better in Washington. And then let's see what the Giants are. I mean, let's see if Saquon Barkley can be Saquon Barkley of his rookie year, second year, before the injury. And let's just see.
I just wonder how motivated that defense is, considering, you know, how highly pegged they were last year and the year they had last year was very disappointing. So you wonder if they can have a bounce back season.
I think they can, and let me make sure I get his name right because I screw it up all the time. Martin Winkdale, not Winkdale Martin, right? Yeah. Did I get it right?
Because
I always flip the names for whatever weird reason.
You sometimes do that. You'll give a guy's last name first.
I don't know why.
But the Giants and Saquon, to me, Saquon being healthy might be a big deal. 2,000 yards from scrimmage with 15 TDs as a rookie, right? And he really hasn't been healthy since then. So if he gets healthy, it's like the McCaffrey factor, maybe.
And then there's obviously teams that people would be like, it could be the New Orleans Saints could be a team like that. The Atlanta Falcons could be a team. But New Orleans is a good team. They were 5-2 before Jameis got hurt. My nephew should be back fully healthy. Gives him a huge boost. Kamara, huge boost. They got Will
honey
Fuller.
Honey Badger, too.
You got Honey Badger. They just got toys and things to play with. I can certainly say, that team, we're going to slide in there. The Raiders, the Chargers. But we expect them to make some noise. So that arguing point on Jay's social media that's going to be put out in a minute, that, Key missed my team. If I miss your team, that's because your team, I expect for them to be there.
Key's real rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. All right, what team do you think could be this year's Bengals? Key says number one, Jaguars. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And it makes a lot of sense. The Bengals and Jaguars have two quarterbacks who faced each other for the national championship, right? I mean, like, and then they turn pro, and one guy's hurt, the other guy's in a terrible situation. One guy comes back from injury, Burrow almost wins the Super Bowl. The other guy's not in a terrible situation anymore. Let's see what he can do. 888-SAY-ESPN. All right. Dave in Maryland has an answer for us. Key, Jay. What you got, Dave?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, as far as from my team that could be this season's Bengals, I got a surprise team for you. I got the Chicago Bears. I believe that the Green Bay Packers are going to take a major step back losing Devontae Adams. You can't replace that. And so I just don't believe they're going to run away with the division. And with Minnesota, they're always up and down, and Detroit is iffy. So I really believe that Justin Fields is going to be much better in year two. And I think that they're always going to have an easy schedule finishing where they did. So I just think that I think they got a real chance to make the playoffs. And, you know, listen, like I said, Green Bay is going to take a step back. You talk about Dallas taking a step back. You can't replace Devontae Adams. And there's just, you know, I don't care how good Aaron Rodgers is, that's a major loss. And so I just feel that division is going to be tight this year. And I can just see the Bears winning 9 games, 10 games maybe. You know, I just think that Justin Fields is going to be much improved in year two.
Hey, Dave in Maryland sounds about a year early.
Dave, do you really believe that Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay is going to take that significant of a step back? I don't see that at all.
To me, it's more about what do the Bears have? They have Justin Fields, who we've heard is struggling even in the preseason, by his own admission, learning everything new again. You don't have an offensive line. You don't have receivers. What do you have in Chicago right now?
Well, that was Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's two things with Dave. Either Dave hates Green Bay, he's a Chicago Bear fan, or he's a quiet Detroit Lion fan. That's kind of because there's no way that
you can't go for the Lions. So
it's just not. Right. Green Bay's not going to. First of all, their defense is best defense in the division. So let's just start there. Then they upgraded the defense. They receivers are pretty good as young guys, and they got Aaron Rodgers. Man, it's not. I mean,
that's
I get
what I'm saying.
It's just, not at all.
Dylan in Fort Bragg. Who you got, Dylan?
So this is a kind of a shocker due to some of the drama that's going on off the field. I got Cleveland. Now, Jacoby Brissett is a talented backup quarterback, since we've known that for a while. And Cleveland's developed that defense, and that offense looks still stellar on and off the field. Defensively, they've improved, gotten better on the D-line. Their linebacker core is the same way, or is still the same, and their defensive backs are just they have star-studded dudes back there.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, but I can't put Cleveland in there. And the reason I can't put Cleveland in there is because I picked them to win their division. So yeah, it's like, it's, you know.
The whole point is low expectations. Exactly. Yeah, but wouldn't that be crazy if they do it without Deshaun Watson? If Deshaun Watson's suspension is longer than people think, and the team is so stacked that Jacoby Brissett winds up winning a whole bunch of games and going to the playoffs?
Well, he's capable of winning games. Yep. He won games in Indy. He won a little bit, a handful of games prior to that in New England. So I'm not acting as though he can't play football. I mean, it's the funny thing is I remember my agent telling me a long time ago, he goes, why is it that people think Geno Smith can't play and neither could Jacoby Brissett? I said, because when the people wrap their mind around something, that's what they stick with. Now, Geno Smith's getting ready to win the division. Not that that's, I mean, win the quarterback job. Not that that's a whole bunch up in Seattle, but the fact that he's getting ready to become Seattle's starting quarterback says something. And same for Jacoby Brissett. They got this guy knowing that they were going to have him there as a starter if something goes wrong at their number one spot at quarterback. So they believed in him enough. When there's other quarterbacks that they could have gotten in the backup role, they went after Jacoby Brissett. Why did they do that? Because they know he can win.
Because reality, not brand, right? In the NFL, when you're drafted by a team and it's your team, you're a franchise quarterback. As soon as they move on from you, for whatever reason, or you get hurt, you're Teddy Bridgewater. All of a sudden, well, he's a journeyman. But meantime, Bridgewater went, what, 5-0? Those guys can win. In
New Orleans, 5-0, New Orleans, when he had to replace Drew Brees.
Bobby in Texas. Who you got, Bobby?
How about the Texans with David Mills? I mean, why not?
I like Davis.
He's the best quarterback coming out, a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I just don't know if they have enough. Don't know. I mean, I don't.
I don't really see it with the
Texans. I get it. If what the heck's his name? Oh, Lawrence was in Texas.
Yeah.
Instead of Jacksonville, I would say the Texans are
Davis
in
Mills a nice quarterback, but he doesn't have super high-end like Trevor Lawrence.
Nice quarterback, but not Lawrence.
Yeah. Nate? Oh, no. You know what? Ryan in Chicago. Who you got, Ryan?
I got the Chargers. The last caller talking about the Bears. I'm from Chicago. Bears not on anything.
Wait, Key, you smiled ear to ear as soon as you started talking. What just happened?
Well, no, because we've already explained many times over. Maybe he was listening.
To make the playoffs.
I expect the Chargers. Chargers are a.
They came a game away from the playoffs this year.
The Chargers, I believe, are 2 or 3 with our FPI or whatever the thing we do to go to the Super Bowl behind the Buffalo Bills.
No, it's interesting. If Justin Herbert would have missed most of last season, then you could say the Chargers. That's what happened to the Bengals,
threw for
right?
5,000 yards.
Yeah, come on.
And they stacked it.
They got a defense. They got an offense. They got receivers. Yeah, they got everything.
Surprised you didn't take this opportunity to go into soliloquy about the Chargers, Max.
This will be a very good test of that. Like the Chargers feel snake bit, right? Like the Chargers are always the team where, like, no matter, like the Clippers, no matter what happens, in the end, they ain't going to do anything.
You know how long the Chargers been playing football in the NFL, Max?
How many years?
56.
Yeah.
56 seasons. You know how many times they made the playoffs?
I don't offhand.
14.
Ooh.
You're smart. Do the math. What's that percentage?
Less than 1 in 4.
Wow. Okay. So, you know how many years they've been in L.A. as the L.A. Chargers? 5. You know how many times they made the playoffs? 1.
Right.
What? In 2018 was the last time, I think that's the right number, 2018 was the last time they went to the playoffs. They beat the Baltimore Ravens in the wild card game, and they went on and lost to the New England Patriots.
And it's always like, how many of those years? High expectations. This is the year they're going to do it, and it never seems to happen.
It's one of those teams. It's, you know.
So you're saying this is going to be the same? It's going to be a repeat?
Well, I'm saying, like, look at Joe. What is similar about the Chargers is Joe Burrow took over an organization where you're like, man, the Bengals ain't. And they actually went to the Super Bowl. Maybe Justin Herbert can finally get them through.
So
you know?
It kind of feels like maybe that should be allowed in the conversation. If they have such a history of, you know, falling flat on their face, maybe, like, you're betting against history here with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Look, if you placed a bet on the Chargers to make the playoffs and make a strong run, I wouldn't poo-poo that. I would say double down and spend some more money. Mm. You can get better hardwood floors.
I don't think you can get better hardwood. You see Jay's hardwood floors?
Leave my hardwood
wide
floors
plank
out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I've seen Dan Orlovsky's too. Very wide plank.
Very wide plank.
plank.
Did you say white plane or wide plank?
White plains,
okay,
New York?
Sorry. The Warriors are on their summer of petty tour. Do we need more of that in the NBA or sports in general? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.